Well, as I said at the beginning of Mass, today is the feast day of St. Augustine. And as I was thinking about his life, these words came to mind to characterize him. St. Augustine was a man who was continually awakened by grace. A man continually awakened by grace. He was born in North Africa in the year 354 in a two-bit town called Thagaste, which was about 150 miles from the main city of Carthage. As you know from yesterday, his mother Monica was a woman of devout and deep faith. His father Patricius was a good man, but he was not a Catholic. Daily, Monica went to Mass. And when he, Augustine, was a teenager, he left Thagaste for Carthage to study law. Well, one of the things he did while he was there, which pleased his mom to no end, was he went to catechism class. But the reason he went to catechism class was, well, to see if there was a girl that he could maybe connect with. And indeed, there was a young woman there who became his mistress. And for years, they lived together, and they actually had a boy by the name of Adeodatus. Well, as Augustine got a little older, he did come to a realization that was more than, well, just about trying to make your way in the world, being successful. But when he read the scriptures, he was actually not intrigued by them. Indeed, the words of St. Paul in today's first reading would have resonated with Augustine at that time. For to him, the scriptures seemed like foolishness when compared with the great classics of Greek literature. So he fell into a sect called the Manichaeans, who were kind of the precursors of Star Wars, that they were called dualists, that there was the good force, there was the bad force, and the good force was pure spirit, and the bad force was material. And one of the things Augustine had difficulty with at this stage of his life was, well, he really, really, really liked sex. And the Manichaeans said to him, Augustine, don't worry about it. You can kind of be in this relationship that is not, in a sense, sanctioned by the church, because that has to do with the material world. And remember, the material world is bad, and you can't really control it, so just go ahead. And Augustine thought for a time, well, maybe this will work. But as he got into his early 30s, he realized this was not the way. And he actually left North Africa for Italy, the center of the world. And there he actually became the speechwriter for the emperor. But the capital at that time wasn't so much Rome in the south, it was Milan in the north. And once he got established in Milan, well, Monica, his mother, also came to Italy. And one of the first things she did was go to the cathedral, where there was a great bishop by the name of Ambrose. And Ambrose became Monica's spiritual director. Monica said to Augustine, her son, you know, you should really come to Mass with me on Sunday. There is this amazing bishop who is a remarkable orator. And Augustine went at first, not because of the message of the gospel, but he wanted to learn from Ambrose's oratorical style. But something began to happen in Augustine. As he heard Ambrose preach the Bible, particularly the Old Testament, it came alive for him. Because Augustine now realized for the first time that you have to interpret the Old Testament in light of Christ. You have to see its spiritual meaning in order to be able to apply it. And over time, Augustine came to the place where he was received into the Catholic Church. But prior to his reception, which was at the Easter Vigil in the year 387, he had a very difficult summer the summer before. And he was wrestling with, how do I make sense out of my life? And as he was asking this question, he was in a garden in Rome. And he heard a child say, pick up and read, pick up and read, pick up and read. And he happened to have St. Paul's letter to the Romans opened before him. And his eyes fell on these verses. Besides this, you know what hour it is, how it is full time now for you to wake from your sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believe. And this next verse was key. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. Let us then cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us conduct ourselves becomingly as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. That was the alarm clock. And Saint Augustine was awakened to grace. He was 33 years old at the time. Augustine would live to be 76. And soon after he was received into the church, he went back to North Africa, hoping that Monica would go with him, but she actually died in Ostia days before they were to leave for Thagaste. Once he returned to North Africa, he spent the rest of his life there. And for 36 years, he was the Bishop of Hippo, where not only did he seek to be a pastor to his people, but he wrote over 4 million words. 4 million words. And in all of his writings, they speak of how he, in his own life, awakened to grace, and how he invited those who read what he wrote to do the same. He died in the year 430. And there's a very beautiful story about the working of grace that happened right at the end. By this time, the Roman Empire had collapsed because the Vandals had come into Italy and they had vandalized the country. And by the year 430, they actually came to North Africa and they came to the city of Hippo. It took them months to breach the walls, and actually Augustine died before they were able to break into the city. But here's the remarkable thing. Although the Vandals destroyed the city of Hippo, for some remarkable reason, they left the cathedral library intact. And what was in that library? The works of Saint Augustine. For the next 600 years, Europe would go into what is called the Dark Ages. And the only way in which Christianity would be preserved would be through the monastic communities. And what would these monastic communities study? Well, of course, the Holy Scriptures. They would copy them. They would transcribe them. But they also studied the works of Saint Augustine. And so the remarkable thing about God is his grace. And we can always awaken to that grace. Saint Augustine understood this. And he would have seen so clearly in today's gospel what it means to be like the wise virgins who in this world recognize how easy it is to fall into a kind of spiritual slumber. But when we see Christ in the way that Saint Augustine came to see him, we then realize that we want to keep not only our lamps trimmed, but that we want to continually have available the oil of grace so that we can enlighten this dark world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Saint Augustine is one of the most remarkable saints in the 2,000 years of our Christian history because he embodies a man who had been so worldly, but when that alarm clock went off, he responded to grace and not only left us this wonderful record in his writings, but by the example of his life, he is an inspiration to you and to me. Saint Augustine, pray for us.